This is Boom's controversial radio show. I am your host, Boom.
Buzzy on the beat.
Where the music matches the topic. Where our discussions can go from 0 to 100 real quick.
Go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick.
Tune in to the hottest internet radio show on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays, 8, 7 p.m. Central. On blogtalkradio.com/boomcontroversialradioshow. Y'all, I gotta hit it for the one time. Let me tell you a little something about me. I'm a boss chick straight about the 313. Only thing on my mind is getting rich. I go hard on them. Like, why me my money? Shout out to Cash Down. Okay, DJ, we gotta cut that beat. Cause we getting real serious right now. Real talk. Hi, everyone. I am Boom, your host today. So today's topic, this topic came from a Facebook friend, Egypt Cole. So you can find her, add her, follow her on Facebook. So the topic today is, when do you decide to move in together with your significant other? While in a serious relationship, after marriage, during engagement? Before we start this topic off today, we're going to open it up with a self-love message. First off, if you are at these steps in your happy, healthy relationship, great for you. I'm happy for you. Love is in the air. Pick your side of the bed and stay there. Get a huge king-size comforter, even if you only have a twin-size bed, because your significant other will be stingy with the covers. Respect each other's privacy, space, because you both already opened up so much of your lives together that your partner needs time and needs space with themselves. So don't take that as they love you less or they're falling out of love with you. It just means they need space. That's it. Congratulations and continue to make it work for both parties. And thank you for having a healthy and happy relationship together. So we're going to break to a song. This will be Al Green, Let's Stay Together. Stay tuned because I will be back.
Around you.
Once again, that was Al Green, Let's Stay Together. Now the topic at hand, when do you decide to move in together with your significant other? While in a serious relationship, after marriage, during engagement? We're going to get into my views at this point. And it's just my views. In my opinion, out of the three options, I would choose while in a serious relationship. Move together, not with. I'll explain more in detail. When I say move in together, I mean we both go look at a place together or call a realtor. We put money in together. We make a choice together, and we're moving in at the same time, not with. No, I'm not moving in with him. So I feel like I'm walking on eggshells. He has access to put me out. Memories he shared with others in that home, or vice versa. I'm not letting Tyrone stay with me because he just left his mama house and he think he has the opportunity to lay up on me. He think I'm easy access to being on his own. Demand respect. Don't let a person move in with you. Make a choice to do it together. Now back to my views. Now I'm back to the three options I chose from. And once again, I would say move in while in a serious relationship. And don't crucify me, Christian. It's just one sinner's opinion. I know you wonder in minds, want to know why. If you are on the track to a successful relationship, you should have already experienced the friend zone or getting to know each other for at least 3 months. That's 90 days. If you're working at a job, at least by now, you should have gained health benefits, 401k, paid vacation. So apply that to the friend zone or getting to know someone. 3 months of worth of personality behavior. So you get 3 months to figure out their personality traits. They can be happy, sad, cool, sexy, jealous, flirtatious, a thot slash a whore tendencies that applies to men or women. They can be boring, buck wild crazy, psycho, a stalker, driven, no excitement, ambitious, lazy, hopelessly romantic, spontaneous, affectionate, not affectionate, loving, non-selfish, or selfish, self-centered, depressing soul, adventurous, an extrovert, introvert, or they can be a ride or die, not literally dying. Because if you got to die to be with that person, just bounce off that relationship because ain't no dying going down. So within 6 months to a year in the relationship, you may have blossomed into a full-fledged relationship. The conversation might come up. If it comes up before 6 months before the relationship, then at that time, if you feel for that person and they're on bad terms or it's a temporary situation that they're moving in and you're just helping them out, that might be fine. But if it's been 3 months and they saying, I sold my house and I'm moving in with you, no, red flags, just end that because they're doing too much. But 6 months to a year, that's a choice that you choose, that you two can choose to make. If you both have been fully committed to each other, you have discussed the future, and you have plans with that person long term. At that time, the conversation will be perfect for you to talk about because you already seen 3 months worth of personality traits, another 3 months of consistency. That's 6 months now. The test begins at this point. You get to see, do they leave their laundry around the house? Are they clean or are they messy? Who is going to do the cooking? Do we eat differently? Who likes it quiet or who likes it loud? Who has company more? Who talks on the phone too much? Also, I am a female, so I'm aware of this one. Females shed hair all around the house. They leave the floor wet after showering or bathing. Your partner may smoke, and the smoke might irritate you. They snore. Snoring may definitely be a factor. Leaving the TV on while they're asleep, running up electricity. Complain too much about what's around the house and what you haven't did and what you don't do. They may play the video game too much. Or they might wear too much makeup And it's just everywhere, all over the sheets, all over your clothes, their clothes, all around the house, on the sink, everywhere. It can turn, they can turn into a whole different person. They might be more controlling. They might be lazy, expect you to cater to them without catering to you as well. They may have kids, or you might have kids together. If you don't have kids together, it might create drama, or it can be loving as well. Possibly, you can also share deep emotions together in a positive way, or learn each other more, connect on a level beyond means. You may love catering to your significant other. You get practice every day with loving one another. Waking up to someone you really care about, those are just short examples of the good and the bad. Why is it important to make those decisions? Why seem so serious if you can live with them, or if that's not the route that you want to go? Everything that was described could be fixed with a little talking, or maybe your significant others just set on their ways and they're not willing to part with those ways. So at this time, before we open it up to callers, we're going to break to a song. This is Nicki Minaj. Through me. Once again, that was Nicki Minaj, Right Through Me. At this time, I'm going to open up the phone lines to my callers. That number is 646-668-8878. That's 646-668-8878. To the question again, when do you decide to move in together with your significant other? While in a serious relationship, after marriage, during engagement? So I'm going to open up the lines. I have a caller on line one. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
How you doing? I'm Chris. I'm from Michigan. I remember you said last time we were first.
Trapped in the closet.
Yeah, trapped in the closet. This is me. Yep. I ain't trapped in the closet no more, huh?
Hi, Chris from Michigan.
How you doing, Boom?
How would you like to weigh in on the topic? Would you need me to repeat it, or do you remember?
I remember.
Okay.
What in the world?
So how would you like to weigh in?
Well, the one I would choose will be in a committed relationship because I'll really get to know my partner, their goods and bads, if I want to actually be a part of that, or if I want to, basically deal with it. So if I was married to her, well, if I had waited to marry her and I didn't know about it and I just wanted to divorce her, then how would I look, So that's how I feel about it.
Okay. How do you feel about your significant other leaving hair all around the house? Is that a deal breaker for you?
Well, it's not a deal breaker. It's something I wouldn't like, but it's something to get picked up, and thrown away. So it's not a deal breaker for me.
Are you a video game player? Do you play it too much?
No, like when I was younger, I probably did, but now I don't really play video games.
Do your significant other talk on the phone too much?
Yeah, at times. It get irritating at times, but it's all right. I'm cool with it now.
Okay. Well, Chris, stay tuned. I might bring you back on again if we have some more time to ask you some more questions. I'm curious. But I'm going to get into some more callers. Thank you, Chris, from Michigan, was trapped in the closet, but not trapped in the closet now.
Thank you for having me.
So once again, I'm going to open up the phone lines to more callers. That number is 646-668-8878. When do you decide to move in together with your significant other? While in a serious relationship, after marriage, or during engagement? Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
How you doing? My name is Carla Jones. And I'm calling.
Hi, Carla Jones. Where are you from?
I'm calling from California, Fresno.
Oh, okay. California in the building. How would you like to weigh in on the topic?
Because I just recently got divorced at 74 years old. And I know about living with your significant other. Now, one time my husband, he put his hands on me, girl, just because I wouldn't make him no eggs quick enough. So I know about living with your significant other. Now, I say you should wait till you get married. But
I
waited till I got married, and I always ended up getting divorced.
So
I think you should wait till you know somebody. You got to know a person if you going to say, okay, well, you pay this bill, and I'm going to pay that bill, and we going to be together forever.
Okay,
you
got to
go
so
see the priest.
Okay, so you're saying after marriage, or which one are you referring to?
Well, I'm saying all the above, baby. Because you got to know somebody to get to know somebody.
For sure.
Okay, now I want to say I always waited till I got married. I married them the next day. My last husband, we met in California. We went to Vegas 12 hours later and was married. That marriage lasted 6 months.
Oh, okay. What ended that marriage?
I ended up getting pregnant. He told me I got pregnant too soon.
Oh, okay.
He just didn't want no family.
And how long ago was this?
Well, this happened when I was 56, and I'm 74 now.
And you got pregnant?
At 56, I had a baby.
Oh, okay.
Her name
is that baby
Aretha
fine?
Aretha Jones. Yes, her name is Aretha Jones.
Okay. So did he just leave one day? He said he was going to get a pack of cigarettes and never came back. Like, how was that? How did that end?
No, girl, I sent him to get some milk for the farina. That's grits. So I sent him to get some milk for the farina because we didn't have no butter either. I told him to go get some butter and some milk so I could finish making breakfast. Girl, he ain't come back with the egg or the milk. Girl, I ain't seen Charles in over 12 years. And ain't paid no child support.
Oh, wow.
I've been taking care of Aretha off my one first of month check.
Oh, okay. So did you cook? Like, what? So it was just the baby that was it, and that's what ended it? Like, he was ready to be married to you, to dedicate his life to you.
See, this would happen,
pregnant.
Baby.
Wait, hold on.
Yes,
was it his
Stella
baby?
Was, I'm not for sure, baby. Stella was trying to get her groove back. And I like to meet them young tenderonis. Girl, and he said he couldn't have nobody his grandma age having no baby by him. And I sent him to get the milk, and he ain't never come back.
Oh, wow. Well, how long did y'all live together? Was it just the 6 months? That was it, or was it before then?
Girl, we only knew each other for 6 months. That's how you got to know a person, baby. Everybody jumping into something. And I waited till I was 56 years old to jump into something. But I had been married 4 times.
Oh, okay. How did those go? What ended
they
those
are
other?
They went downhill, baby.
Okay. Did they have a problem with you snoring, or did you leave the TV on? Were you complaining too much? Did you play the video game too much?
No, let me tell you what happened. See, I had a husband. His name was Thomas. Now, he used to get mad. Yes, I used to snore, but I used to sleep so well. And he said I used to take all the cover. And he left me for that, baby.
Oh, wow. Well, you were too good for him. If it was just the covers, then forget him, because he could have went and got more covers. But he wanted to be selfish with those covers. And that's not fair what he did to you.
I done told him, baby. I told him, I said, if you want a cover, go in there in the cupboard and get you a cover.
Exactly.
He just said, I said, turn the thermometer up. He just didn't want to do anything, baby. I don't think I was throwing it in the circle good enough for him, baby.
Oh, wow, you were throwing it in the circle?
Girl, I told you Stella was trying to get her groove back, baby.
Okay. All right. So were you cooking? Did you leave your laundry around the house? You know, did your hair shed around the house or anything with the other husbands? Because we know about 2 so far. And you said 4, I believe.
Yes, let me count. Well, I don't count my husband. He was an alcoholic, an abusive alcoholic. So, yes, I could have. That's 4 plus 1 that's deceased. I had 5.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. So what about the last one?
Oh, his name. Girl, I just don't know. His name was Bill. And you know what? He was abusive, too. I had some abusive relationships. I don't know. Tell you about Bill. What made him leave was because one time, girl, I caught him cheating. And, girl, I bust the windows out of his car. And
oh,
messing with Jasmine
Sullivan,
I got a felony. Girl,
oh,
I bust the windows out of his car. Yes, I did. You don't sit up there and play with my heart.
That's true. Well, okay, then. I do appreciate you calling. Would you like to introduce yourself again?
Yes, baby. My name is Carla Jones, and I'm calling from Fresno, California. I'm 74 years old, and I appreciate you letting me call your radio show, baby.
Okay, thank you for calling. I really appreciate it.
Okay, you do your thing.
Okay. So that was a great caller. Like, I'm glad that caller called in. So this is my conclusion. I hope this show today was informative. Please do not pressure your significant other to make a huge step they are not ready for because it is convenient for you. Moving in together is a big step. And in most ways, you want to make the right step. Please do not be vulnerable and have low self-esteem or no self-esteem to let some guy or some girl move in because selfishly you are lonely and secretly wanting to keep tabs on that person. Man or woman, have enough respect for yourself to not let someone moving in your place and lay up. To the people in a successful relationship, continue to grow in your relationship and make conscious decisions from both parties. When the choice is made, send me an invitation to the housewarming party. Anniversary, we're living with each other. Wedding invitations, baby invitations. It doesn't even matter. But what I like to say, thank you. Okay, that's all the time we have today. Thank you for listening as well as calling. I enjoyed your company. If you have any topics you want discussed live or pre-recorded, send your topics or questions to boomtherealist101@gmail.com. That's boomtherealist101 @gmail.com. Or inbox my Facebook page at Controversial Boom or Boom's Controversial Topic. Also, friend request, follow, and like my pages.
One more game.
Tune in to the hottest internet radio show on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays, 8, 7 p.m. Central on blogtalkradio.com/Boom Controversial Radio Show.